Watch
on.
Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
We call them boppers?
Oh, hell yeah.
I bet they play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning.
Shout out to the commission. I think his name is pronounced Beautiful.
Why am I not part of the Beautiful People?
This is the first dick pic.
That's an achy breaky molly.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast.
Except for one problem. No OJ.
I'm a bumble guy. He's got to make the first move.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door.
Let's go with some goats.
That's like skating on America.
When it comes to announcing sports,
yeah,
I have zero journalistic
carbon
integrity.
Copy for statistical purposes. Damn
it. Living life like every day is my last podcast.
Anyway. All right. Theme song over. What up, Foppers? It's I, the commish. We are back after a two-week hiatus.
Hiatus.
Aunt Viv was on injury reserve. And I was out of town, and there was a lot of shit going on in the country, which we won't get into, because every podcast you've ever listened to, and every person on your damn Facebook is talking about that. But we are here to talk about the 90s cartoon bracket. This is our seeding special. We picked the 64 with the help of our first call-in ever, Ashley. But you can listen to all that crap. We got Meg. We got Aunt Viv. So Aunt Viv, why don't you give us a brief summary of your injury?
Okay, so it was a nice summer afternoon in Brooklyn, New York. Being gainfully unemployed, I thought I'd go for a leisurely bicycle ride. I've gotten really into biking after I turned like 35 because I'm fat. I gotta like not die. So
also, if I may interject, we were supposed to do the bracket that day, but I vetoed, and so instead, at the exact time, we would have been doing the bracket.
That's true. I wasn't going to throw you under the bus like that, but yes, Dan decided not to do the bracket for a lot of very good reasons. So I figured my bike, Pink Lightning is its name. It's fast as Flipper ain't got nothing on this thing. So I got on the bike in my parking area, my building. I see the garage doors open, and the garage doors never open. And in excitement, I'm like, fuck yeah. I start running as fast as I can, not realizing that the garage door was open because a car had just left and the garage door was closing. So I'm running as fast as I can. And I hit the garage door, knocking myself off my bicycle, landing on my elbow, breaking it in two places.
Yeah, can you do a reenactment of the fall?
Well, I I cannot. I will say though, I'll say this: the hospital was spotless because coronavirus cases are down. Everyone's still afraid of the coronavirus, so no one was there. I went in right away. I did do the coronavirus test. The nurse said, we're going to give you the COVID-19 test. It's terrible. And it was. I think the COVID-19 test was worse than breaking my elbow. They really got in there. Like,
yeah. They got right in, right?
It's a brain tickler for sure.
It was awful.
All right. Well.
Well, so now you know how like those guys that do the nail trick, you know, where they hammer the nail into their nose?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to do that either. You know? Stay out of my nose. But now I now have metal plates in my elbow to match my collarbone.
Good job, Cyborg.
Mm-hmm. Nice work. Well, yeah.
So wait, how many injuries is that? You broke the hand.
Oh,
you broke the collarbone.
It's definitely the double digits. You were there for one of them.
Two of them.
Two.
I was there when you broke your hand on Jordan Jakubowski.
Yep. Who's the tiniest man in the world? He's this big.
So tiny. And when you broke your collarbone trying to jump the pool fence.
You were there? No, Dan, that was two ribs. That wasn't my collarbone.
Oh, that was two ribs.
That was two ribs. So, yeah, you were there for two bumper incidents. Look at us. Best friends for
life. What was the collarbone then?
I was also in Louisville, Kentucky. Me and Patrick Smith were at a place called Cumberland Brews. Pat's a very athletic young man still. And one of those, like, sandwich.
Nope, you went silent, Ian.
Yeah, you muted yourself.
Yeah, you did.
I wish I had that power. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Pat Smith, Ian. The collarbone. So I'm just going to assume, like, it was one of those sandwich things where, like, the doors open this way, and Ian tried to, like, bust through right as somebody else was coming towards him. And it just like got him right in the shoulder. That's going to be my assumption.
That's too funny.
Oh, hey there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So was my assumption right? Yeah,
you're
can.
Good.
You can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. The tables got turned here.
I mean.
I could do assistant preferences. So I'm just going to keep talking while I can't hear you. So it doesn't matter. Wait, no, it should be working.
Hold on. Is it working?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
This is great. You could always hear me. I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Butt plug. Oh.
Now he's gone. Fascinating. Now he's back.
I don't know what to do.
Orangutan.
Mom?
Orangutan orgy.
All right.
So anyways, Cumberland Brews, Louisville, Kentucky. Pat jumped over the sandwich board sign like a cheetah, like it was nothing. Like he just like floated over it, and my fat drunk ass was like, I could do that. So I try to jump over the sign, and I freeze a la Wile E. Coyote midair, go upside down and slam into the ground, breaking my collarbone. And my girlfriend, Tori, at the time was there, and she said, Ian, I'm not taking you to the hospital until you sober up, because I want you to feel this pain. Because you got to learn a lesson here. It's hard for me to put headphones on, so I'm not going to put this on camera. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. I did the same thing once, but I actually won $15 by jumping over the thing. I don't know how, but I did it. I did not hurt myself.
Can you hear us now? No?
Nope. He's out for the count.
Yeah.
This is...
comical.
You talked for 15 minutes.
I'm restarting it. Not the computer, just this ship.
All right.
He's hurting himself in the stupidest of ways.
I know the feeling.
Can you hear us now?
No.
He can't. So I was just telling Bobby that you're so good.
This does not surprise me, given his Paladinian skills.
Heyo.
I don't know what to do here.
You can eat a big, fat...
Here, I have an idea.
Milk crate full of...
Talk amongst yourselves. You
baboon testicles. What you can do.
I'm going to try some of them.
All right.
Okay. Bobby, I don't know if you've seen... You've got like a Jerry Seinfeld bobblehead behind his head.
I didn't notice
and
that.
In my fantasy league, that is going to be the new loser's trophy.
Ah. What's the deal with football?
That's right. Jerry Seinfeld doing stand-up with a Mets shirt on.
Ooh, ouch.
So do we want to talk sports while we're waiting for...
Yeah, sure. Buffalo Sabres have cleaned house, which would be better news for the original Ian. Maybe. Did you hear about that? It's fucking insane.
I think I have, but not a lot.
22 people in the organization, GM, like, on down. Gone.
This is the time to do it, though.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay, so here's the full story. I think we might have mentioned this before, but essentially, I don't know if Cam's still watching, but I just read his comment. Hey, Cam, holla at me if you want to join us. He might be working, actually. Anyway, so 22 people on down. We might have briefly touched on this, but with the new format, I mean, we won't get into details on that if you don't know what it is. But essentially, the top 24 teams now get a chance at the Stanley Cup. Let's just leave it at that. However, Buffalo had two games less and I think one game point below Montreal, right? And then they were slated to play Montreal the day before everything got shut down. The day after everything got shut down. So hypothetically, had Buffalo played one more game and won, they would have made the cut.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fucking brutal knowing that hypothetically this organization that has now been dismantled could have indeed gone on to compete and possibly win the Stanley Cup. And just to give you some perspective, 9 years since Buffalo's made the playoffs.
Ouch. Ouch.
So, I mean, but dude, Ryan O'Reilly wanted out and he went to the Blues, won Stanley Cup the next day. The next year. Jack Eichel wanted out. There was a player that was like, did a pretty common ruse, which is to threaten to go to Europe. And he went. He went and played in the KHL instead.
Nice. So, Ian, turn it landscape. You can hear us.
It won't. I don't think it's going to flip.
I've seen it work before with other ones.
This is hilarious.
Ian, can you talk? Nope. So while he's trying to figure this out.
Yeah. What do you got?
So the Major League Baseball is still like stepping all over their own feet and can't play, mm-hmm. which I love because I'm actually a fan of the MLS plan. And if baseball doesn't actually get their head out of their ass and play, it just gives the MLS all of the spotlight. They'll be able to like start off right off the bat, be like the center of everybody's attention for the first few weeks because NBA starts a few weeks later. And theoretically, this could give a chance for MLS to take over the summer in America.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of talk about how this might be the new standard. Like, and I'm like, hockey during the summertime? Yeah, dude. I go out, have a hot day of being unemployed in the sun, and come home and get to watch hockey at night. Bring it on.
Or,
I mean,
or go sit in a nice cold arena.
Right. Although it's technically could be bad for ice because, like, well, just more varied conditions. I mean, it's a very temperamental thing.
I see hockey with like full masks now. They released, I don't know how official this is, but it's like a Chicago Bears concept helmet for COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like pretty fucking badass. It looks almost like a motocross Star Wars sort of helmet.
Let me I got it. I'm looking it up for the peoples.
Yeah, for the peoples?
Yeah, no, I don't see it. And we can't show that shit anyway, I just realized.
And I know how to pull it up.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, it's this. You can see it though, right?
No, I didn't find it. But
so hang on.
Oh, yeah, it looks like some Star Wars shit,
right?
Yeah, bring it on.
I mean, it's obviously just like Photoshop at this point.
Yeah,
but like. Because it's like all of a sudden the grid mask just sort of like disappears into the thing.
Right.
But it's like, yeah, that'd be a pretty badass futuristic helmet for the NFL. This was another good meme on the same website. Isn't it funny that we all know who this is by the forehead?
Peyton, right?
Yep.
That's crazy. All right.
Pretty much all you got to say in the NFL is forehead, and you know it's Peyton Manning. Yeah. So the Blackhawks also have had some GM-related layoffs, but okay. I'm not too up to date with it.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. I still think there's no guarantee that it'll happen. I think here we go again.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can.
All
right. But now I can't see you. Just kidding, guys.
Bobby earlier that it's amazing how good you are at hurting yourself in stupid ways.
Yeah, it's never noble. I got one time I broke my arm playing football. That was it. Everything else is just.
But wasn't that even like pathetic? Like you're just pushing yourself up and then someone dove into you after the play?
I was pushing myself up after doing a massive tackle, dipshit, against Floral Park, this giant kid. So I made the tackle. I did it. But yes, short answer is yes. I was doing pressure. And the play
you
was
didn't
over.
Break your arm tackling him.
No,
you
no,
were
no,
just
no.
trying to get up, and someone else was an asshole.
Ground. Yeah. Anyways.
All right. Seating. Dan, you seem to be the man with the plan with all this stuff.
Well, so I started on my page. I created like a Dan 64.
Great.
I think kind of a good way to approach it is picking the top 8 shows and then like the bottom 8 shows.
Sure.
I think it's kind of easier to like start on the ends and then start working our way into the middle.
Okay.
All right. I don't really care either way. So.
Well, I think we can all agree. Bobby, do you have like a page of your own?
Yep.
That you're going to be putting some of this information into?
Yeah, I mean, I made the seating charts just like we did for the punk rock stuff, so.
Oh, okay. Now I understand what I'm looking at. Okay.
Yeah.
I still don't see it. I'm on I think I have that pulled up.
It's a different doc. You guys technically don't need it. I mean, I'm just going to put the results in there.
Oh, I think I found it. Seating.
Yeah.
So in a sense, I think we can all agree number one overall is The Simpsons.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, I think we can all agree, or at least in the top 8, would be Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yep.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
South Park.
Yes.
Oddly enough, I did not put them in my top eight.
Oh.
After all that fighting, I know. But just, yeah, keep going.
I mean, you can make a statement of dissent if you want.
Only because the South Park that I truly worship was not this era. That was pretty okay. much it.
What would you... Okay, so let's continue and see. Take that off then for now.
Okay.
And because then when we get to eight, we'll decide like what should go into there. Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah, that is the list in this doc, Bobby? Or is it?
No.
The 64? No, it's in the other doc, unfortunately.
Here, I'll put it in there on our page, next to this one. Mm-hmm. Let's just finish what I have. So, add in Batman the Animated Series to five.
I mean, I'm just gonna put Batman. We know what we're talking about at this point.
Yeah.
Oops. DuckTales.
Sorry.
DuckTales.
I'll put that as a solid. Maybe Bobby, where are you putting these? Also.
There's a document called 90s Cartoon Bracket Stats.
I got that. Yep.
We're looking at the seating page. It should be over like in the middle because there's like 16 sheets on this one thing.
Yeah. Votes round.
Don't think I had DuckTales that high either, but I'm not going to put up that big of a fight.
No, I just want to get to a consensus level. And then we can start talking about what fills in gaps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
DuckTales is actually far down my list, but that's, again, keep going.
Yeah. I got to get back to it because I was looking for something.
You're looking for the list of cartoons.
And then Gargoyles.
I would argue that goes way lower. You guys have a way bigger connection to that show than I ever did. But that's only seven.
Yeah.
Simpsons, Beavis and Butthead, Ren and Stimpy, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Batman, DuckTales, Gargoyles.
Dan, can you put the list in so I can see the cartoons?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, okay. Just fucking do it, bro.
To be right next to 60. Oh, here. I can do it.
Sorry, I lost my head there.
Something happened to it. It's also missing Arthur.
I thought we took her. I thought Ashley said to take Arthur.
Yeah,
off.
We had something.
No, Arthur was like the last one.
Yeah.
Shit, this is all fucky. Yeah. All right.
So, pretty much, you can take Gargoyles and DuckTales off, and then we can start talking about what would go in place. Because that's just my like. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. So my top eight. Simpsons, The Critic, Beavis and Butthead, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Batman, Ren and Stimpy, Animaniacs, and King of the Hill. So, I guess stragglers, or the difference would be Animaniacs and King of the Hill instead of Gargoyles.
I have both Animaniacs and King of the Hill in my next seedings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think The Critic is that high, because even though it's an amazing show, I don't think it had the memory power, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those shows people have to get reminded of,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being on the front of the mind. Whereas DuckTales, like, that's huge.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bobby, sorry.
No, I was going to say, I'm cool with DuckTales getting bumped up. I mean,
I would replace DuckTales personally as a man. I'd replace DuckTales with, like, Doug, maybe. DuckTales, I rewatched it recently, and like, you know, now it's like we're in our 30s, we could still watch some of those cartoons and enjoy it. DuckTales is for kids. It's just for kids. It's great. Kids love it. It's a good show. I wouldn't put it as a one seed.
What the fuck is Doug then?
Doug deals with like emotional issues and like love and loss and Topher.
And Talking Heads references.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Beatles. Oh no.
Well, they had that too. Banging on a trash can.
Oh, yeah.
Tapping on a street light.
Cam wants to join, but he can't. He said, he says, Cam, the other, another fopper, he says, not gargoyles. We got one vote for King of the Hill from my boy Jerry. And he says, Critic was good, but didn't have any staying power. And he says, go DuckTales. Yeah, but he spelled wrong kind of tail, though.
And he literally just repeated what Dan said. So the guy can't spell. And he and he's just literally copying what Dan said. Okay, great.
Well, he was probably typing that as Dan.
Any other advice, professor?
They're behind, all right? They're a little bit behind. Can I just say, there's a delay.
can I have the floor really quick?
Sure.
My argument against King of the Hill being in the top eight is that we already have The Simpsons and Beavis and Butthead. And so that already kind of takes over that time slot because like Beavis and Butthead or King of the Hill and The Simpsons were like right one after the other. And Beavis and Butthead was the origins of Mr. Anderson who became Hank Hill in a sense.
I don't think it needs to be an either or question, but if it did, I'd agree with you. I think that King of the Hill definitely gets top eight. So wait, we got Dan
top 16.
Okay, but for top eight arguments, we got Dan saying no to King of the Hill. I'm saying yes. So, Ian, you're the tiebreaker here.
Jeez. I'm gonna fight for Gargoyles to stay, and I think King of the Hill should be there too.
Over Animaniacs, I think would be the argument.
Gargoyles
over DuckTales.
No, right now. Okay, wait. What am I missing then? Simpsons, Beavis and Butthead, Ren and Stimpy, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Batman, DuckTales, Gargoyles. Blank is what I have right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, put King of the Hill there for the blank. Yeah.
Damn. All right. I guess I did pretty good on that one, so to speak.
You're talented.
All right. So what is next then?
Well, let's start with Animaniacs, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait, we decided South Park was not a top eight?
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that too. Bobby had a good point. Like it was like it peaked in the 2000s. So
well, so no. Here's the thing, though. It was very revolutionary in the 90s, undeniable, right? But as far as my championing it, I was just like, if I'm being real here, I think that you know, shows more like DuckTales are gonna be were more important. However, top 16, I think, is a definite yes.
So let's put it in.
Did you add the list of cartoons yet?
It's right there on six. It's the tab next to seating.
Oh, 64?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Thanks, pals.
Yep. You're welcome. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah.
So we got Animaniacs and South Park.
Mm-hmm.
DuckTales is one word, by the way. I'll fix that.
Wait a minute. I thought we were doing the best and the worst. We did the top eight. Now we're supposed
to top eight. Well, yeah, but we kind of, like, it kind of just happened naturally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Doug was mentioned as a top 16, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think you can't have Doug without Rugrats, like, close to each other.
Powerpuff Girls, I'd put that high, even though I wasn't a huge fan, but, like, people
I would put them a little bit lower just because of lateness to the party.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right.
Dragon
Ball Z, I think, should be there also in the second round.
But I want to bring up two really quick. Okay. X-Men and Daria.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. X-Men, Daria, and Darkwing Duck, I think, would be my next three. Oh, why is this pink? What the fuck? Oh, well.
Because it wants to be.
Yeah, I like pink. I have a pink hat with bananas on it. I was going to wear it. I can't find it. You guys would have loved it.
I got a slew of new hats when I was in Montana. See? This is a minor league baseball team. It's the shape of Montana. Dude, they're the best. It's the shape of Montana, and then it's a moose wrangling a trout.
That's amazing. Nice.
Yeah. Look at the Missoula Paddleheads. They're like, they rebranded the team, which used to be Osprey. But yeah. Anyway.
Me and my friend Fredo La Femina were driving a 1999 Toyota Celica all over Montana, Wyoming for like 2 days. I went to a town, I think it was called Snakes Bend or Rivers Bend. It was something that bends and it was doing it. And it said, welcome to Miscellaneous Bend, population about 7.
Nice.
Yeah. I love that.
I like the accuracy.
Like, they didn't have time to really do the headcount. Anyways.
X-Men, Daria, what was the last one? Oh, Darkwing.
Darkwing Duck.
Excuse me. Oh, Sailor Moon or Dragon Ball should be in there.
Oh, yeah.
I put Sailor Moon above Dragon Ball.
I say Dragon Ball. Ian, what do you think?
Man, there's so many things I don't give a shit about. I mean, I've got the list. Just to spite Dan, let's do Dragon Ball.
Mm.
Wow.
Bobby can have the next fight.
All right. Dragon Ball Z, by the way.
I had both of these like so much lower, but all right.
Really? Yep. Okay.
So do you want to start on some of the bottom feeders?
Sure.
I guess. Bottom? I mean, we're rolling right now, but sure, whatever.
We can keep rolling if you guys want.
Be a little enthusiastic, will you? Like,
let's
keep rolling.
I'm not steering the ship.
let's keep rolling.
I mean, whatever, man. All right. Okay.
So if we're going to keep rolling.
Rocko's Modern Life should be up there.
Wow.
Let's see. I've pretty much got my way this whole 16, except for I had Space Ghost in there.
Space Ghost lower. I'd go with The Tick because it's inspired two live action spinoffs.
Yeah, no argument there.
Okay.
Oh, and Dr. Katz. Oh, yeah, I mean, that's good there, too. I think there are certain ones that are just no-brainer bottoms, and the rest I just think they're all really good.
Well, the thing is, though, like, did you really watch Dr. Katz in the 90s and get it? Like,
yeah, dude.
I just felt like it was so above. Yeah, whatever.
There's an episode where he quacks like a duck. It's hysterical.
Yeah. All right, so the Tick. I'm going to say, since we're on a Fox trip here, Bobby's World.
Yep.
No bias.
Life with Louis goes way lower, though.
Yeah, unfortunately. Although I think I like that show better, ultimately.
I think we should add some edumacation into this with some where on Earth is Carmen Sandiego?
I'm going to go ahead and say if we're going to do that, we do Magic School Bus. Oh, Ashley's watching. What up, Ashley?
Hey, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
I'm going to disagree with that choice, because I think the Carmen Sandiego cartoon was dog shit compared to Magic School Bus. I think Magic School Bus.
I agree with Bobby.
Hey, I'll accept that. She took some kids to get
skeeted on by a fucking fish.
Yep.
By one of these.
All right, I'll support that veto.
What's really interesting is that we all know that like school budgets have been getting cut since the 70s. How did she get a magic fucking school bus?
Acid. Well, she fed the kids acid. Oh.
Just like every other teacher, she bought it herself.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley Thanks, says Obama. Hello back to you guys, just so you know. Okay. Let's see. What do we got?
Chip and Dale.
Yeah, Rescue Rangers. That was a big personal favorite. Thoughts?
Sure. Wait, hold on. Give me – I feel like I'm not being as argumentative as I should be. Mm. Have some comments on that, Bobby?
It's not D&D.
I know. That's not us. This is us. Yeah, sure. Chip Dale seems to be a logical choice.
Awesome. All right.
Dexter's Lab should be right behind it.
All right.
Really?
Who's the late?
Right.
Oh, fuck. Tailspin. I'm going to fight for Tailspin. And we still haven't done Rocko. That has.
I just said Rocko, didn't I?
Yeah, but we said it like. It's fine. It's in there now.
Yeah, I would add both of those just fine.
OEO. Tailspin.
All right.
I'm looking at some of my stuff.
Okay, Tailspin.
That's eight for that one, or we still need two more for that one?
No, we need two more.
Okay.
I'm curious how you guys feel about Spawn, Aeon Flux, and Space Ghost as like more adult shows.
I'd go Space Ghost out of those.
I would too. Of the three, Space Ghost, yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say Powerpuff Girls.
I'm not against it.
Okay, cool. Wow, this
you were, you were when I said it.
Well, that was a little early just because it was a late entry. This is top grills. Powerpuff grills. Okay. Celebrity deathmatch.
Celebrity deathmatch, Eek the Cat. The other Asian cartoon that which we Sailor Moon, whichever one we picked.
Yeah.
Okay. Sailor Moon.
Oh, hey, Arnold, for the other, everyone else. I know the three of us don't love it, but apparently the world loves it.
I was a fan.
Of what?
Oh, you were? A Hey Arnold?
Yeah. Yeah, Stoop Kid. Fucking weird baseball field in an empty lot.
It never did it for me.
I liked it.
I mean, I get people love it. I just kind of. But I'm saying it. We should put it in. Put it in.
Yeah, it's just a second-rate urban Doug.
Yeah, that's how I kind of felt the same way.
All right.
But they had the balls to make the kids actually biracial. There's no black kids in Doug. They made the black kids blue.
Or green.
Patty Mayonnaise green. Is black.
What?
She's okay. Well, she looks. I mean, yeah. Like they. It was like Simpsons rules.
She was just a little bit darker tan than Doug.
Should we be talking about this right now?
I said, dude,
probably not.
I'm. Ashley's calling for recess.
We get them to do it. We gotta give yeah, we gotta for Ashley.
Why are
hashtag
these...
do it for Ashley?
Hang on. So did we get the critic or
oh fuck,
or Dr. Katz in yet?
No, but I want. I definitely think the critic.
I would have to see. I'm not to complain. If it was an actual list, it'd be a lot easier to keep track of this stuff. Food for thought for next time. But I think critics should be higher. I don't think critics should be this low.
Yeah, I don't either.
I would bump down Rocco over for the critic.
Let me take a looky loo.
Or even Bobby's World.
Man, yeah, they're all, that's a tough one. I guess, what did you say, Dan?
Rocco or Bobby's World?
I would say, I guess Bobby's World makes more sense. I think Rocco was more popular, maybe.
Depends on it. Bobby's World was on network, so there's a whole contingency of kids that never saw Rocco.
That's a good point. So we'll move Rocco down then.
Wait, anyone listening? Who drops Rocco's Modern Life for Bobby's World? And then we'll. While they're responding, because it'll take a minute, it's delayed. Apparently, I'm the only one that thought Patty Mayonnaise was African American. It was ethnic as Doug got.
Well, yeah. We'll end that conversation now.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I always thought that, man. That's a good positive thing.
Yeah.
I always thought the lead singer of Counting Crows was black. So
he's not
it was totally white, like
100%. Oh, just said dark dreadlocks, I guess, huh? Mm-hmm. Nice trick, dude.
Anyways, I the critic is moving. We got to keep recess for Smashley, our number one fan.
I still want to throw in a little Aeon Flux.
Oh, we got to vote for Rocco to drop. There we go. Rocco gets dropped, dude.
I'd put Freakazoid above Aeon Flux.
Interesting.
I still swear to God, that's a spinoff.
It's not. Definitely not.
This is modern America. I can believe
you know what
I want.
You know what
we've
forgotten
facts.
So far?
What?
Tiny Toons.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty huge.
That was huge, yeah.
Because then it in the next rankings, it throws in oh no, hang on, I'm off by a show.
What are you talking about?
I was gonna say Piggy in the Brain, but that was Animaniacs.
Yep.
Guys, we've eclipsed our ratings. We now have 4 people.
Damn.
We did it.
Ashley must have told everybody in Montana.
No, they're it's all my friends, but yeah, okay.
So we're looking for one more for this seating, right?
Yeah,
Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, that made my top 20 or top whatever we're at.
Yeah.
32. Yeah, wait, that was like the first Cartoon Network show, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay. Here's some ideas. Reboot. Two Stupid Dogs, Johnny Bravo, Pirates of Dark Water, and The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh are what I have in the back bracket.
Of all of those, I will take Johnny Bravo.
Yeah.
Well, you have Johnny Bravo at the bottom? Is there a set?
No. In this final spot.
Oh, in the next one. Okay. We haven't done Goof Troop yet. I think Goof Troop would be in there before Reboot.
Reboot, I have at the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, Duckman. I'm not putting a Duckman in yet.
No. I think we can put in like a Dr. Katz and a Duckman now.
Yes,
because
we can.
they were sort of like experimental adult cartoons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about a Johnny Quest?
I have that pretty low.
Let's see. Oh yeah. I'm still sticking with what I think should have been higher. So that would be New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Two Stupid Dogs.
Oh, two stupid dogs I put in there. And Beetlejuice.
Oh yeah.
Well then I gotta throw in Carmen Sandiego now.
Alright.
If you have to.
I had two stupid dogs lower than her, so
I just always would watch the game show, but the cartoon never like did it for me.
I had no idea there was a cartoon until
this
conversation. Yeah. Like, I thought it was strictly a game show.
Well, then you guys can kick her off then.
All right, cool. Later, bitch.
But I got to put on Ian Flux then.
Bold move. Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead. See what happens.
Okay. What else?
We got Celebrity Deathmatch in here already? Yeah.
I hate to pull a one-armed guy, but... Can you guys reformat one of you? It's just easier to do this with two arms with the key commands, the 64 tab, and just make it a straight list view-wise. I'd love you forever.
That's like, no.
Is it because you don't know how, Bobby?
It's no, like, I'm not going to like put this thing on pause to do that. Like,
not pause, but I figured you knew Excel. You seem like a very capable person. I
mean, no, and also that undo like takes away from what we're actually trying to do.
Yeah.
Now I see it. Okay, this is his seeds. I thought it was just a random like puddle of titles. I get
no. It. There's Bobby's notes, and then there's 64. You want to look at the 64?
I'm now caught up.
Cool.
And I think we're like 25 minutes in.
Welcome to the conversation, Ian.
Seriously, sorry guys.
We got some calls for Spawn. But really? I had that lower just because it was on my list simply because, like, HBO cartoon, you know what I mean?
I'm okay with Spawn because I think we could kind of turn this into a, like, more adult-y seed.
Yeah.
You know, the cats and...
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
We still haven't gotten Pinky and the Brain in.
That's true.
All right, so Spawn, Eon Flux, Pinky in the Brain.
Yeah.
Bobby, are your notes in any order or no?
They are at the bottom.
Oh, okay, got it.
Let's see. Tiny Toons made it. We got a, Garfield, Sonic, any of those sound good?
I loved Garfield.
Yeah.
I would throw Garfield in as far as like representing a cartoon strip. You know what I mean?
Garfield and Friends. There's also U.S. Acres.
Yeah.
Just saying. I get it.
I'll take it.
All right. On to the six.
We haven't done Captain Planet yet, also.
Oh, that's got to go way higher.
So what do we move down from five? I would move Two Stupid Dogs, personally.
No, I'd say it's like Duckman or Dr. Katz or one of the ones we just threw in there because it matched.
You know, let's knock down Duckman because it, even though I loved it, it was far more obscure. And then can we move Eek into that spot? I think Eek and Captain Planet should swap.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that feels better to me.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Ones that we still haven't done.
Yeah. Oh, we got that one in. Spawn got in.
Oh, the Max.
That's bottom feeder to me.
Yeah, I don't even know that.
I think the rest are all bottom feeders, honestly.
Well, Han, should we want to do the bottom eight right now?
Sure. Let's get nasty.
So I'm going to just start off with the Pirates of Darkwater.
Of course you are.
I've never heard of this show.
All right, well.
I mean, I don't disagree with you. It's not like it wasn't. It was a great show, but yeah, it wasn't.
I'm going to propose some other things. Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, well, Mighty Ducks would have been my vote. I figured Max, that you'd fight me for that.
No, I understand that it's a bottom feeder show. And honestly, after all this and after finding a Street Sharks toy, I would like much more rather have Street Sharks on this list. But that's neither here nor there. Or any of those weird anamorphic things that never caught on but sold toys.
Bucky O'Hare?
Probably, yeah.
Hold on. Let me see. Bucky O'Hare. All right, sure.
I would put The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest down there also.
I liked it better than most of these shows.
Yeah. And one that I watched but is just purely a toy grab was Mighty Max.
Yeah. That made the list?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Head?
Yeah, sure.
I put that further up. I feel like
really?
I should put more faith in you guys. I just because I didn't feel like arguing, I agreed. No, Head should be higher. Head should be with Ah Real Monsters.
There you go. Now we're talking six seeds.
And have we done Goof Troop yet?
No, that definitely needs to get on there.
Yeah.
So throw those in six.
And New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh I also would have at the bottom, but that's me because I'm a few years older than Bobby.
No, I'm gonna.
And I'll
Ashley,
just say...
Ashley, what do you think?
Oh, Pepper Ann.
Where bottom?
Ashley
six?
Wants Pepper Ann in the seventh.
I'll talk about that.
We gave you recess, pal. Okay. I never heard of Pepper
Cam
Ann.
Cam says, "What the fuck is Bucky O'Hare?"
Exactly.
It's like Star Fox, but he's a rabbit or some shit.
It was a toy.
It was a toy. Yeah.
He was Star Fox, but a green rabbit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Reboot. I'm fighting for Reboot to be higher. So.
Just because of its groundbreaking special effects.
Yeah, it was, and it was cool.
I tell you what, Transformers or Reboot? I think that would be the compromise. Which one? One has to be in the bottom. One has to be at the top.
I agree with that. And we'll let you choose, Bobby.
Little baby Bobby, because he was a little baby when this game came out.
No,
it
wasn't.
Little chubby little baby Bobby with his little baby beard.
Well, Beast Wars was a better show, I guess.
There you go.
You made the right
Beast Wars can be seven, and Reboot can be eight.
Yeah. Let's see.
Where does Tasmania go?
Don't care.
Eight or seven?
Not eight.
I'd put it seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seven.
That's where I had it. And what about Angry Beavers?
I think that's a lower one.
Only because it's late.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's just like the spite fest.
Yeah, just put it like I don't think it really matters right at this point. Yeah.
All right. Well,
so okay, where do we feel about Pirates of Dark Water?
That's at the bottom is fine. I'm cool with that.
All right.
I say put it in 8 for now, Bobby, and then you can argue it up if you can make a valid point.
Wait. So yeah, I think that Winnie the Pooh should be there before Pirates, but.
Winnie the Pooh is in 6 right now because we still have 4 spots in 6 that we haven't. Well,
2 spots.
2 if Winnie stays. Ashley's calling for Beavers in the 7th, so.
Ashley is taking over this fucking.
Hey, man, this is the kind of crowd interaction we want.
Okay. Oh, hang on. Life with Louie. 6, 7, or 8.
I'm going to.
6.
Yeah.
I'm saying 6.
All right.
And then. So now that that's a 6, what about Kablam?
That can that's go low.
I would say put that at 8, Pirates of Dark Water 7. That's for Bob.
Wow. Wow.
And this is all for Ashley.
I mean, at this point, we're looking at 1.
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog has to go into 7 then. I would put Kablam over that, but.
Sonic in 7 or the last 6?
Oh, 7, definitely. Sonic was not a good show, per se. Like, it wasn't special.
Yeah, I don't know. It taught me about chili dogs. That was such a weird mechanic. It's like, where did that come from? Like, there's nothing in the game about chili dogs.
That is weird. I'm going to say that there's currently... Oh, never mind. I'm going to shut my mouth. And I do that right now.
Okay. One slot in 6 and 7 and 3... Or one slot in 6 and 8... So one bottom feeder, one long shot, and then 3 and 7.
Oh, cow and chicken, I think, should be in 6.
Over Dexter's Lab?
Ooh.
Oh, no. Is it 6 full?
It is now.
Oh, so Sam, then I think cow and chicken should be in 7.
Yeah, cow and chicken in 7.
Okay. What's left?
If it was a list, I'd be able to say Pinky the Doo Doo, Pinky the Brain.
Troop.
Goof Troop still hasn't been there. Put fucking Goof Troop in.
No, Goof Troop in 6. Yeah. Calm down, buddy.
Hold on a second.
I have a broken arm, guys.
Pinky and the Brain and Goof Troop are 5 and 6.
Okay. So we have 3 more, right? Arthur.
Oh yeah.
I'm so Ashley, could you help out here? Didn't we boot Arthur last time?
I thought we did too.
No. We booted something else out that was stupid.
One of those stupid shows that all the movie stars keep talking about.
I don't see Arthur on my 64.
It's not on my list.
Yeah, it's not on the 64, man. Oh, shit. Okay. What didn't we put on there? This is so annoying. I hate this part.
Did we put Ian
Freakazoid never made it.
Whoa, what? Yeah. You crazy? I think
I would put Freakazoid where Beetlejuice is.
And then so Beetlejuice in 7?
Let's move the head down.
Mm-hmm.
Or Beast Wars.
No.
Definitely the head. Move down.
Okay. Beetlejuice where the head is.
And then Freakazoid.
Freakazoid. And then let me see really quickly.
So we're missing literally 2, and it's driving me crazy. Wait, Ashley's saying Arthur was the final choice. Damn,
yes,
weird.
It was
bad at this shit.
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
I'm confused though. It's not on any of my 60. Dude, I'm not like arguing. I'm just confused.
So there are 64 cartoons on this page we're looking at right now.
There will be.
There's no on the 64 list. Like, if we counted all these, it would add to 64.
It should.
I'm not sure about that. I ran into some issues, and one of the lists I saw had Arthur in it. If you went to the one that we put out on the internet, it was actually only
63.
Oh. Because it was like rows, it was columns of 9.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So.
So there's Arthur there. Yeah, Arthur can go in.
Last slot. And then, what is it? Tasmania? Blah, 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 blah.
We're missing one thing. It's like Sudoku, but less fun.
Yeah,
also, you can't look at both at the same time. It's maddening.
No, well, you can. You just got to make 2 different tabs.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I only have one arm. Maybe 2 arm people can do that.
Or pull up the other document that has everything on it. Did we ever get Carmen Sandiego in?
Oh, I don't think we did.
All right.
So okay. Arthur should go in the 8th and Carmen should go in 7th.
Oh, all right.
I would flip that.
I would too. Cool.
Fine. So now the fun part.
What's that?
Arguing these columns down to fours.
What?
Yeah. Because it's a 1 through 16 seed system.
So let's start with the 8s.
Yeah.
And so grab that and move it down to 14 or 15.
What?
Yeah. Grab the 8s, move it to 15. What
don't
you get?
Wait. Let's start with this. 1, 2, 3, 4, Simpsons, Beavis and Butthead, Ren and Stimpy, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Simpsons, yeah. Beavis and Butthead. Say it again, sorry.
Simpsons, yes. Beavis and Butthead, Ren and Stimpy, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Concurred.
Okay.
I mean, I really think Batman the Animated Series is a number one seed over Beavis and Butthead.
I disagree.
I mean, this is just because I'm a comic book fan. It's like they innovated animation so much on that show. I mean, fuck it. I mean, it's a better show than Beavis and Butthead. Beavis and Butthead, I love. I'm not knocking Beavis and Butthead, but I think if it had to be Batman or Beavis and Butthead, it would be Batman. But hey, this is democracy, and it's been proven time and time again. Democracy doesn't work, so we're gonna keep Beavis and Butthead number one.
Yep,
yeah, it works for a while. Are we okay, sure?
Yeah.
Unless, Ashley, do you think Batman the Animated Series should be above Beavis and Butthead?
Oh, put it to the people.
Or anybody else watching.
Yeah. Anyone else thinks that?
Mainly Ashley.
Yeah. Mainly Ashley. But I don't know. Beavis and Butthead or Batman, which should be one of the big four?
While you're thinking about this, I want to tell you a little fun fact about Batman the Animated Series. When they were starting to draw it, it just wasn't dark enough. So one of the animators came up with the idea to just draw it on black paper. And that's what gives it that really dense, dark look that it has that we all know and love. Beavis and Butthead just did a lot of dick jokes, which I also love. But
and it was shitty pencil drawing.
It's true. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Overwhelming support for Beavis and Butthead.
Well, I guess I'll just go fuck myself.
This is the whole point, though, of like just because you're a one seed doesn't mean you're the best.
No,
it just means that you kind of got that the seeding, and I don't know how to word it better, but you were like the head of your conference.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So I see what you're doing, Bobby. And I'm cool with what you're doing.
All right. So if you guys want to go to match seeding, now is where I will be placing these.
Okay. For those four or those eight, I think we're good.
Yeah, I know. But okay, so that means that our two seeds are Batman, DuckTales, Gargoyles, and King of the Hill.
I love how you dropped your tone with Gargoyles. Gargoyles.
Well, okay, what would you swap into Gargoyles out of the two seeds?
Shit, man. South Park, X-Men, Rugrats.
So have you ever heard of the Xanatos, what was it called? Pretty much Gargoyles invented the whole concept of like the villain having this like outplan with everything he does. Like if you kill the dragon, I get to escape. If you don't kill the dragon, you let the town die. And I claim that I was always the one holding the dragon in check. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about.
Dude, I'm just talking about shit that I've watched. Like, I don't.
Also, Xanatos was voiced by Jonathan Frakes, who played Lieutenant Commander Riker on Star Trek: Next Generation. If you really feel strong about Gargoyles, I'd be fine with putting X-Men in its place. But I really think Gargoyles should be, two or like up there.
I think Gargoyles should stay where they are.
Okay, I really do too. But I
okay, that's 2-1, man. That's fine. Yeah. Okay, so what would be our third seeds? Hold on, I'm not doing this well.
I think you're doing a great job, Bobby.
Thank Don't you. Yourself short. Okay, so Animaniacs, South Park, Doug, and Rugrats. We good for third seeds?
I would put X-Men above Animaniacs.
I would also take one of the Nickelodeon Doug Rugrats and drop them down.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say X-Men for Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's cool.
I think Rugrats, in my mind, was a better show. There's many movies.
Dude, they're babies.
Yeah, but there was so many like weird, not necessarily dirty jokes, but you're just like, wait, did she just like try and say shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Dope. So three seeds. This is gonna be cool. Doug, Daria, Darkwing, Dragon Ball. We did it.
Whoa!
Perfect alliteration.
Wow. I've never felt above a triple D. So this is a big moment for me.
I also like the ordering of it again.
Yeah. Alliteration aside, it makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So those are all good.
Yep.
As opposed to bumping up the tick, Bobby's World, Magic School Bus, you guys are.
Yeah.
Cool. Four seeds. Fifth seeds. We got the Tick, Bobby's World, Magic School Bus, Rescue Rangers, and then the next four would be the Critic, Tailspin, Space Ghost, and Powerpuff Girls. Any shifting there?
I think it's perfect how it is.
Hang on, give me a second. I need to look it over. I'm just doing something.
Maybe I'd move the Critic above Magic School Bus because I fucking love the Critic. But I don't know.
I would argue that too, but I think Magic School Bus needs kind of representation needs to happen earlier.
And
on.
What we've been saying about the Critic not having the lasting power that Magic School Bus had,
which is insane because like even when we looked this up, I was like, oh my god, people, go watch the damn Critic. You're killing me. Trust me, you'll agree. Sorry, everyone's like, what the hell is the Critic?
Oh,
you
god, you're
uncultured swines.
It's so funny.
I feel like there's a Critic quote I should throw at you right now. Oh yeah.
You
it stink. Doesn't stink. Okay. Anyway, the Tick, Bobby's World, Magic School Bus, Rescue Rangers. And everyone's saying school bus wins. Sorry, anyone watching, like only I can see what you're talking about.
You can say really nasty things about me and Dan. He'll never tell us.
Bobby, I wish you could make your extra screen what the people are saying
visible
for the future.
You
Dude,
can hop on Facebook. You can hop on Facebook and watch.
I know, but I already have like two screens going. I'm just saying right now my third picture is of Pinky. Or no, not Pinky, the dog before Pinky.
Flower. I know.
Flower.
Oh.
If that was the
hold
scrolling...
on. Okay, hold on. That's doable.
It'd be too tiny. We can't read it.
Yeah, it might be too small anyway.
Well, no, actually, will be talking to me, but I won't be able to read it. It'll drive me crazy.
Oh, so you're doing it that way. That still works.
Yeah, it screws up what I'm trying to do, but.
Well, we don't need to do it this way, but in the future.
I'll figure something out, I guess.
Yeah, in the future, make Flower share the desktop in a sense.
Please.
Oh, that wasn't right? Oh, shit.
Don't worry about it. Let's finish what we're doing.
All right.
Where are we?
Fifth seeds are getting placed. And then sixth seeds, which are the Critic, Tailspin, Space Ghost, Coast to Coast, Powerpuff Girls.
Sure.
Hang on, let me look. Yeah.
Cool. Tight. Ooh, we get to see matchups coming in a second here. This is going to be exciting. Seven seed, Sailor Moon, Celebrity Deathmatch, Captain Planet, and the ones that could be moved up would be Recess, Rocko's Modern Life, Tiny Toons, and Johnny Bravo. After saying that out loud, I would be willing to drop Celebrity Deathmatch down for Rocko because
And I would be willing to drop Hey Arnold down for Tiny Toons.
Yeah. You guys want to know what I think?
Yeah.
I would move Celebrity Death Band, Celebrity Death Match for Tiny Toons. That's my two cents. I think Tiny Toons should be up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Tiny Toons, what's your thought on Rocco for Hey Arnold?
I would swap them.
Yeah, do it. Pull the trigger.
Sorry, Ashley.
We've given her enough. Okay.
She wants Space Ghost for Captain Planet. Oh man, she's calling for big moves. She actually agrees with what we just did too.
I think Space Ghost is a better show, but there's a lot of non-animated things that go on in that show.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more.
It was the original Adult Swim, though. Like,
I know. I think. That's right. For the first time in my life, I'm disagreeing with Ashley.
Okay. That's surprisingly accurate. All right.
I don't disagree with the sentiment, but I don't think we should do it.
So Sailor Moon, Tiny Toons, Captain Planet, seven seeds, right?
Yeah.
And Rockas.
Oh. Yeah.
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 Okay. That leaves our eight seeds as Recess, Hey Arnold, Celebrity Deathmatch, and Johnny Bravo. Can you imagine if that was a lineup?
It's an emotional roller coaster, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt.
All right. Are you guys ready to see some matchups, potential matchups here?
I'm ready.
We're in that territory. Oh, just kidding.
I was born ready.
Born ready. Okay, so starting with the 9 seats. My bad. Dr. Katz, Eek the Cat, Two Stupid Dogs, Freakazoid.
I would probably jump, looking down below, Pinky and the Brain for Cats. Or Two Stupid Dogs.
I think Two Stupid Dogs makes more sense.
Okay. It's weird because if you were talking about Animaniacs, Pinky and the Brain versus their whole series, I'd be like, that's way higher. But because, you know, it's like Pinky and the Brain is weird in that sense. Yeah.
I was a fan of the Good Feathers in Animaniacs.
I forgot about them. Yeah. You cool in my bud?
Yeah.
All right.
They referenced horrible murder scenes.
Yeah.
Pigeons.
Yeah. I mean, look at Looney Tunes for fuck's sake. So right now, we got Dr. Katz, Eek, and Pinky and the Brain and Freakazoid in the 9 seeds.
I'm happy with it.
Okay. And this potential matchups are great here. We got Recess versus Dr. Katz, Hey Arnold versus Eek, Celebrity Deathmatch versus Pinky and the Brain, and Johnny Bravo versus Freakazoid. Now, we'll go back and, like, fix that later. But for the sake of moving on, 10 seeds, Aeon Flux. Which
same thing.
Okay. Spawn, Two Stupid Dogs, and Garfield. Also one of my favorite lineups in cartoon history.
I feel like I have very controversial opinions about this.
Okay. Then do it.
Buckle up. Dan, I think we convinced ourselves that Aeon Flux was good because it was so weird when we were kids. But I haven't given it a shot. Like, when I think about it, it's like they were like licking eyeballs. I don't remember the story at all. It was just a trippy, weird show. And the hot cartoons weren't even that hot. And Spawn, I think a lot of people wanted Spawn there. One person voted. So I guess we have to keep the people happy. So I think Aeon Flux should be pushed back for like Dexter's Lab or Goof Troop. I think Dexter's Lab deserves. They taught me French. The show taught me French. And the voice of Dexter is Mona, Ugg's girlfriend from Salute Your Shorts.
What do you think about instead
That's
of
Dexter's... Tommy's voice on Rugrats, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think she was Chucky Finster.
Chucky. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Sorry.
What about Aubrey Monsters instead?
Of Aeon Flux?
In a sense, dropping Aeon Flux down to 12, Dexter's Lab up to 11, and Aubrey Monsters up to 10.
Yeah, that's cool. Because she also did the voice of Oblina on Unreal Monsters. This is all adding up.
Yeah, she's amazing.
It's all working out. Bobby, do you agree?
Yeah, I think Aeon Flux could not be on this thing.
I think it belongs on here, but I accept that I'm giving it too much credit, even though I don't think I am.
Right.
This is you growing, Dan. This is you developing as a person. I'm happy to see it.
All right, so Unreal Monsters Spawn, Two Stupid Dogs, and Garfield.
That feels better.
Okie doke. Sorry, I was reading messages. So we're in 10.
Any good comments? Important comments?
No, people had to leave, and then Ashley wanted Unreal Monsters to move up, but they're all...
It worked out, yeah.
It worked. Yeah, it's complicated. It's bad radio is what it is. What it is. Okay.
Good thing we're not doing radio.
70 comments? Jesus Christ.
I know, dude. That's the amount we got four times over than the punk rock thing.
We've made it.
We did it. We did it, Ian. All because of Aunt Viv. Ratings spiked after Aunt Viv.
I mean, you're not wrong.
11 seed, Dexter's Laboratory, Duckman, Goof Troop, and Beetlejuice.
I think it's great.
I think that's wonderful as well.
I still feel weird about Beetlejuice being so high, but I'm not going to fight.
Smart move.
Okay. 12 seed, Beast Wars, Life with Louie, Aeon Flux, and Winnie the Pooh.
I don't know why, but I don't think Winnie the Pooh should be that high. But from what I've been told by my girlfriend, who's also a little younger and female, Pepper Ann is an important show, so maybe swap Winnie the Pooh with Pepper Ann.
I think so.
Ah, that hurts my childhood. But
there's just so many other Winnie the Poohs also.
Oh, Ashley's with you guys. My heart is breaking. Fine, I don't even want to talk about it. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off here. Pooh Bear.
I will acknowledge that the theme song was the best. Yeah.
Bear. Yeah, but then they had the slow down temple version, and that's what's going through my head. Like for the end credits, you're like, sorry, the show is over.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Obviously, I was a big fucking Pooh Bear fan. So what?
Yeah, real shit. Yeah. Like Pooh Head, but Shithead, get it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pepper Ann, Beast Wars, Life with Louie, Aeon Flux for 12. We all good with that?
For now.
That puts us with Winnie the Pooh, Tasmania, Angry Beavers, and Sonic the Hedgehog in 13.
Sure.
Oh, wait. We got Angry Beavers on here twice. God damn it.
So what's missing?
I don't know.
Johnny Quest?
Yes! Johnny Quest is missing. Holy shit. Thank you.
Somehow that was the only... I still have this other page up here, and that's the only thing my eyes locked in on.
All right, how does he spell Johnny? Two N's and H-Y?
J-O-H-N-N-Y.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's what I meant. Okay. Winnie the Pooh, Tasmania, Angry Beavers, Sonic the Hedgehog for 13. Sure. Oh, Ashley's calling Cow and Chicken for Sonic.
I was going to say the same thing.
Oh! Okay. Damn.
What is happening to us?
I don't know.
No, I just Sonic wasn't that good of a show.
Chili Dogs.
Hell of a game, though. Hell of a game.
Yeah.
Which is the only reason it was a show.
Didn't they make Knuckles a character for the game?
I don't know.
It's a step too far, Ashley. Winnie the Pooh's not going anywhere.
What did she say?
Winnie the Pooh for Arthur?
No, Ashley, relax.
I'm sorry, brakes there, lady. Why am I the only one that loves Pooh? Oh, man.
So Winnie the Pooh's
going to get smoked, dude. That's the D's. Doug, Daria, Darkwing, and Dragon Ball. Dude, damn it. This is living end and all over again.
So hang on. Looking ahead.
I bet you Eeyore saw this coming.
Thanks for noticing me.
All right, so we're at 14.
14. Yeah. Sonic, Johnny Quest, the Head, and Arthur.
Yeah.
And it's real trash from here on in, except for Pirates of Darkwater, of course.
And Carmen Sandiego, but...
All right.
Your feelings felt about that, I feel.
I watched the game show, not the...
I definitely watched the cartoon plenty, but I don't think I watched... I definitely watched it more than I watched Bucky O'Hare and Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. I
didn't even like the game show.
Oh, the game show is great. The Chief. Oh.
Yeah, that Chief. All right.
And the barbershop quartet that I think was only three.
Oh, yeah.
That's a trio.
Yeah.
That's really weird. 15 seeds. The Max, Mighty Ducks, Bucky O'Hare, Mighty Max. Wait.
That's really, yeah.
Yeah, that, we got to keep those grouped together. Yeah.
The Mighty Bucks.
All right, fine.
Ashley's calling for a Kablam hire. Uh-oh.
What?
She wants Kablam and Carmen Sandiego to go higher.
That's two votes for Carmen Sandiego. At this point, like, this doesn't matter.
All
right. Right? Like, yeah.
Not really. I'm going to put Bucky O'Hare dead last and Carmen.
I mean,
15.
I would almost take all four and do-si-do them.
Sure.
Oh, I just... All right.
No, I'm just saying you keep wanting your Pirates higher.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. Yeah, I think Reboot really got a bunch of shit, but then again, hey,
yeah,
shit happens.
I'm just saying, like, I think that was a good compromise right there.
All
right,
so instead, 15, Reboot, Kablam, Pirates of Darkwater, and Carmen Sandiego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they will surely be eliminated by Batman, DuckTales, Gargoyles, and King of the Hill.
Yeah,
I will eat my hat if any of them beat.
And then the Max, Mighty Ducks, Bucky O'Hare, and Mighty Max. That's amazing.
I think so.
All right, guys. Commish out.